Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Well, what a good podcast. You've picked a good one. You've got a lot of podcasts you could choose from on your little phone there, but you've picked a good one today.
You know, you should be in sales, Ben.
Yeah,
you're very good. You
pops.
Do it every day, don't you? You should be in sales. Why is this one better? Why should I buy this podcast?
Because the content is exceptional.
Oh, all right. Well, this will definitely stir you. How's this? There's a call by an Irish rugby union writer for the overdone haka to be banned before matches.
Ah, you can't do that.
I mean, I know it is intimidating, but come on, it's just amazing to watch.
It'd be awesome to watch.
I know. So I think it's because the Irish, what have they got? Aussies, what have they got?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they got.
All right. Yep, okay. Yep. And also, what about in Canberra? Property prices are going through the roof.
Mm.
They legalised cannabis. You're allowed to grow a couple of plants and have 50 grams of marijuana on you if you want. And we want to get your calls. Five calls says it all. Should it be nationwide? Should everywhere in Australia have the same rules as Canberra?
It's been fun, guys. I can Skype from there, can't I?
Yeah, straight down.
Medicinal, my shoulders, they're so sore. Hey, how's this? Drones. Speaking of delivery, if you want your cannabis oil delivered, you can do it by, it's like my segue. Drones are now delivering instead of couriers, so you can get anything same day delivery. But I'm talking not only food, they're saying electronics and clothes. Imagine that. Order something on eBay and bang, you
Go
get
on,
it the there. Same day. But the areas they're trialing it in, well, here in Queensland, are not that, should we say, palatable. Logan, Marsden, Slacks Creek, Underwood.
There was also been trying the cannabis there too, haven't they?
Get it all delivered, get the drone, steal the drone. We'll talk more about that. Or did we just talk about it enough?
There's more coming
there
up.
There is there?
Please enjoy the podcast. Is it any coincidence
What's
that
happened?
The Canberra Raiders are green?
I see what you're doing there.
Was that a premonition?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's going to be interesting. It'll be interesting how they go on Mad Monday now it's all legalised. We've got... Well, you've got Canberra, and because they're a territory, they can do what they want outside of the our government, but they've legalised marijuana. So now it is legal for you to grow up to two plants
mm-hmm.
per person and have 50 grams on you. So for recreational, not so medical, but that's what they're using it for. You're allowed to have it. It's not illegal. And is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? I don't care either way. It doesn't really faze me. I understand the medical reasons of it. I've had friends that have gone down that path for certain reasons. But, to use it during the day, I go to Canada and it was legal there. And
just what people walking down the street.
Walking down the street, you used to be able to smell and go, hang on, is it legal here? But everything still turned. Everything went okay. Everything still operated like normal.
I think, like you said, you had a mate who was totally against it and then his child got sick.
Yeah.
And they use cannabis oil, which is incredibly beneficial for so many medical reasons, including, of course, they take a lot of the stuff out of it and the THC that makes you, lose it a bit. But for cancer patients to deal with nausea and pain, for those on chemotherapy, for those who have seizures, in some cases, this is the only thing that works. So South Australia, they've had it for years, right? I'm sure...
No.
It's been legal somewhere else in Australia to have...
Yeah, but I think they banned it in 1980. It was legal, and then I don't think... I think you're allowed to grow a couple of plants. I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe it was just decriminalised, so they weren't policing it.
There we are. Well, look, I tell you what, and I've spoken to a few traffic cops about this. There are more dangerous drivers out there on pharmaceuticals that you can get on all kinds of antidepressants and stuff that should not be behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is now, you think about the property prices in Canberra are actually going to go up. They wouldn't have gone up for years. How many people, because there's pretty much adult shops and now legalising marijuana.
Yeah, yeah.
Fireworks.
Canberra is the place to be at
looking
the moment.
Good, looking
seems
fun,
to
isn't
be.
It?
Everybody is going to be going to Canberra. Like Uber Eats never started. It will be hot property.
Yeah.
The ice cream shops will be doubling up with cheesels. It'll be like, how good is Canberra now? Riding their pushies everywhere.
That's true. Well, what's it go, though? Why can't it be nationwide? Why don't they make this a federal law and go, rightio, across the board, or are they trialling it there first for everyone else? Because Queensland's the best place to grow it.
Yeah.
No, it is actually the perfect climate, the humidity, the heat, you know. And I think there is a place here that started up, it's secret, that is a place for medicinal marijuana.
Yes. Yeah. It's somewhere near Brisbane, but we don't know where it is.
But you imagine question time. Imagine question time down there at the big house at Parliament House there. You know, they'd be watching Recess. It'd be Adam Sandler movies just on repeat. And we got a bit of audio, actually, of Bob Catter. This is actually Bob Catter and ScoMo going to work.
Oh.
A bit of audio of them just heading into work a little earlier today before their first session.
G'day, g'day. How you going? G'day,
they could be singing that. Well, that's not it. But it's funny anyway.
Is that a joint, man?
That guy there looks like a quarter pounder, man. Led Zeppelin.
Man, be careful with that, man.
Is it heavy stuff, man? Will it blow me away?
Put your seatbelt on, man.
That sounds like ScoMo.
Sounds like Catter anyway.
Imagine Catter. Imagine Catter. He'll go to the next level. But we want to know, Five Calls says it all. Five Calls, should it be legal nationwide? Why just Canberra?
Yep.
Should marijuana be legal? Like they've got in Canberra, two plants and 50 grams of marijuana, nothing more than that, for personal use. Should it be legal across the board?
Yes.
There you go.
For a lot of reasons too. It stops the underbelly, the seediness, the drug deals. It's great for medicinal reasons. For goodness sake, it grows on trees. Even God wanted it.
Okay. 13, 27, 10, your say. Should it be legal nationwide? Give us a buzz.
Okay. Who have we got here? We have Mick and Mermaid Water. Should it be a federal law? Should it be legal nationwide?
That was Mick, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Why?
Well, basically, I grew up in the 70s and I started managing that club and stuff here in the late 80s. And I can tell you in all honesty, I've seen what people get up to on alcohol, I've seen what they get up to on any of the chemicals and stuff that's around, and I can guarantee you, I have never come across or met anyone that has smoked a joint or eaten a cookie and gone out and wanted to kill someone or punch the lid and crap out of someone.
Yeah, but they can't find their car keys.
That's true.
No, it's a good point, Mick. It's a really good point.
Thanks, Mick. And Pete and Pimpamar, what do you reckon? Legalise it or not nationwide?
Suck. Of course, they should legalise a nationwide. I mean, what has marijuana done bad that alcohol hasn't done twice as bad? So I reckon they should legalise it. And first of all, the best place is Canberra, because do you imagine question time with a couple of politicians doing a thing? That'd be, Mr. Speaker, what did you say again? Mr. Speaker, repeat that.
And everyone just giggling. Yeah, let's pass every law.
It'd be about as efficient, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Jen in Canunga, hello. Do you think marijuana should be legalised nationwide? Jen?
What do you think, Jen?
She was going through a bad spot, so she might have dropped out.
But she said yes.
Yeah, she said yes.
Okay. Let's keep going. We've got another caller here. What do you think?
Yes, I do. I have a sickness myself and... I have painkillers all the time, and I'd rather have something natural, I reckon.
Yeah.
Well, there's always side effects to painkillers, right?
Yeah, there is. Exactly. I mean, I got kidney failure, and I have all these tablets I've got to take, and I'd rather take something that's more natural because there's less side effects compared to those things when you mix tablets.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks very much, Craig.
Oh, is this Herb? G'day, Herb.
Hey, he's gone.
Hey, what do you reckon? Five Calls says it all. Should marijuana be legalised?
Yeah, definitely. That would give the police more chance to focus on the drugs that do the damage, like ice and all that other sort of stuff. I'm not sure what it is, but all the bad stuff. I mean, how many stoners have you seen attacking a policeman? Not that many.
Only when he's got donuts.
Or stoners doing over 40k an hour.
Well, no, that's right. But anyway, here's my last report. Anyway, guys, I'm off. I'm on the road and I'm heading to Canberra. I've sold the house. I'm out of it.
Thanks, Herb.
Thanks,
Herb.
Good on you, mate.
100%. Five calls have said it all. We need to legalise it. Let's get ScoMo on and tell him.
Yep. Get Tom Tate on board. We're all there.
Oh, I could say some things.
Nah, let's not.
A big hello to all the courier drivers on the coast, from Fastway Couriers and TNT, If I've forgotten anyone.
Ronnie and Bigger Waters.
I know they all know where I live because there's... As often I do like to shop online.
Yeah.
Is it a couple of days after the weekend?
Yeah.
Some late night purchases.
Normally, yes, there can be. Actually, I'm doing a big clean out at the moment, and Jamie's like, you must have bought this on a late night commercial. Maybe after a bottle of wine. I'm like, yeah, I think so. Mm. So, look, no, honestly, I do feel sorry for all these courier drivers because this is a first. We're in Jetson's territory, people. Drones. As in the drones that fly in the sky. We know they put helicopters out of work for filming. Well, now, this is happening in Canberra. Everything seems to happen in Canberra.
Canberra's
but now,
the place to be.
Far out.
Food, clothes and electronics, same-day delivery, is happening here in Queensland as of next week with drones. Drone drop-offs. These loud, noisy things in the air. This is what they sound like.
Yeah.
Imagine
I've got a drone
hovering above you.
I'll be able to deliver something if you want it.
It's really relaxing.
Spider's delivery, it'll end up in the ocean and you'll get great footage of it dropping into the ocean and
only
never seeing
one,
it again.
Only one I've
it only
put...
takes one. It only takes one. They're trying to limit the amount of courier drivers on the road and taking up car spaces and whatever. I think that's sad. I love talking to a courier driver. I wouldn't want this hovering over my house.
Bridge has been shopping.
Exactly, the whole neighbourhood would know.
Imagine if your apartment living and you want it on the 15th floor, the drone, you don't have to go downstairs. You can go up straight onto the 15th floor.
How lazy are you?
You walk out onto the balcony and there's your pizza.
There's your pizza right there.
Well, that's not half bad.
Ready
actually,
to rock. Well, they were saying that. Uber Eats is coming. That's happening in the States at the moment. Australia Post are looking into it. UPS. I love that the area they're trialling it in, and I'm sorry, but come on, you're going to think it when I say it, is Logan. That's right. Marsden, Crestmead, Slacks Creek, Underwood.
Wow.
So you honestly don't think they're going to just take the drone as well as whatever purchase it is? And what if you order a drone? That's confusing.
That is confusing. But you need a drone to defend the drone
exactly.
Doing the drop-off.
What do you do? And then you steal the drone. So what? You get your delivery and you put a balaclava over and run out so they can't see the footage of you stealing the drone. I've thought of it all. Trust me, I've thought of it all. However, we learned something early on in the week, Ben. This is actual... This is the actual audio from Spider in New Zealand and when a drone went over your parents' and your brother-in-law's property.
Yes.
Is it turning up?
Yeah.
You shot a drone
down. What are you trying to
shoot? Drone.
It comes back,
I did it.
You're shooting the
drone. I'm not allowed to do it. It's illegal.
Can I shoot the slug gun?
No. So you shoot drones?
Yeah. If it goes over your property, you have a ping in them.
Yeah, how's that? So that'd be great if I lived in New Zealand, you know, and order a beautiful ball gown and I'm waiting for it because I've got to host some big event. It's shot down and covered in sequined shrapnel everywhere. You ready to hear Coomera absolutely go off and scream?
Ooh, what's happened? Who's stolen the pavlova?
There's calls for the overdone haka to be banned before matches. Yes, I love this. This is from an Irish rugby writer. And he's taken aim at the Rugby World Cup. He said it's not fair. How's his name, though? His name is Hughan McKenna. And Hughan believes there's no place before a match, claiming the haka gives the All Blacks a psychological and physical advantage. Yeah, it does, but it's tradition. You know, it's part of the game.
It's one of the greats, the haka.
I love watching
I love watching it. I'd love to be standing across it one day and seeing him. It'd be intimidating, but at the same time, be awesome.
It's just that they have a really good tradition, and the thing is, it's intimidating, but it's their warrior spirit, and it's a shame it's that good, especially if you are on the other side.
It's terrifying.
But I think the reason this guy's really annoyed, this Irish writer, and also because Aussies are pretty annoyed, is because we don't have anything that's like that. We don't have that warrior spirit. Like, if we're standing opposite them, we're probably like, yeah, how you going? Yeah, you want a beer? Geez, that sun's got some bite, doesn't it? How are you going? So we don't really have a song that's intimidating. What, we're going to stand opposite the haka and sing this?
G'day, g'day. How you going? G'day, g'day, g'day. She'll be right.
She'll be right. Oh, scary.
It'd calm him down, though.
Oh, wouldn't it just? Or what about the Irish? And I think this is the reason Hughan McKenna or whatever his name is really annoyed.
Yeah.
Because, the Irish are intimidating. Look at the Irish standing opposite. The
All Blacks.
Oh,
Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, yes. Oh, scared. So scared.
Oh. The pipes are gone.
Run. How scared
are potatoes.
I know potatoes, but it is. Look, the haka is extremely intimidating. I don't know who started it, but at the all-girls Catholic school I went to in Brisbane, St. Rita's College,
yep.
We had a version of the haka forever. We went to the school meetings where you're up against Clayfield College and St. Maggots,
yes.
St. Margaret's, St. Maggots, and
what was
Lewards.
Your haka.
Oh, ours was, and we do it all together with all the actions. So you imagine 800 students,
yes,
all together and doing all the actions. Now I've got to remember it.
Can you please do it for
okay,
us?
Okay, all right. It was we're coming to get you. Readers will get you. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Where brown and gold will get you. Some readers will get you. Huh. Woo!
I'm not playing.
Well, I tell you, it was all intimidating until I got in the pool and then I would come last. That didn't work, did it? Didn't fire anyone up or scare anyone.